Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. Too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut. There's a huge amount of advice about words in the book of Proverbs. The writer knew that the tongue is capable of bringing death or life. And so he went to great lengths to encourage his readers to use their words carefully. The words of the wise bring healing, he wrote. Truthful words stand the test of time. He encouraged his readers to make sure that they're in full control of their tongues. In chapter 13, he said, "Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything." The writer also commended silence, and Abraham Lincoln gave very similar advice on the subject. He wrote, "Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and to remove all doubt." I've no idea how these words might apply to you. Perhaps you're always inclined to be quiet, and you hardly need the advice. But you may be like me. In my work as a minister, I find myself talking a great deal, and if I'm honest, I enjoy doing so. I certainly need the reminder to be silent so that I can listen more carefully to other people. I believe this helpful advice also applies to our relationship with God. It's important for us to ensure that we're willing to be silent before Him. He wants us to bring our thanksgivings, confessions, and requests to Him, but He doesn't want the conversation to be entirely one-sided. He also wants to speak to us, and if that's to happen, we need to learn how to be silent. In a busy, noisy world, that won't happen unless we carefully ensure that it does. It's probably not wise for us to read too many of these wise words in Proverbs in one sitting. They're so sharp and abrupt that if we read too many, we could easily get indigestion. But they're the words of life, and we'd do well to keep returning to them and examining our lives in the light of them. So let me ask you a question. Are you good at being silent? If not, how do you think you could improve? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, help us to listen carefully to other people and to you. And when we speak, help us to do so with love and care. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.